USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline. U.S. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow tells Fox News, we haven't seen these numbers since the late 1960s.
So they dropped from 212,000 to 199,000. That's a 13,000 drop. Any good Wall Street economist will tell you how important that number is as a leading indicator.
Two procedural votes to open the U.S. government both failed in the U.S. Senate. One of the bills was put forth by Democrats, the other by Republicans. Lawmakers are off tomorrow, so the partial government shutdown will continue at least until Monday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News he knows an easy way, though, that this whole problem could be solved, and it begins in the House with Nancy Pelosi.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms. He put DACA on the table.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how, or simply put, you need to generate revenue today, our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un reportedly remains eager to have a second summit with President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
State media in North Korea reporting Thursday that the leader there has said that he will, quote, wait with patience and in good faith to work towards a common goal with President Trump at a second summit. Despite Kim's seeming determination for another meeting, the two remain at odds over some fundamental issues. But in that report, Kim also expressed some great satisfaction with a recent meeting his envoy had with President Trump, who at the time said that another summit is likely sometime in late February, and many are speculating it may be held in Vietnam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is planning to propose a wealth tax on the richest Americans. An economist who advises her told CNBC that the tax would apply only to those with more than $50 million in assets. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democrats and the mainstream media are accusing President Trump of manufacturing a crisis at the border. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert was just down on our southern border. He tells Fox News what he saw.
It is extraordinary what we saw. It is a great deal different from the Texas border. And we have barriers in some places, but then they stop. And then there's nothing that prevents people from just walking around the end of these great barrier walls. And you see pictures of them. They have an end to them. And that's we've got to fix that. The great barriers, the Border Patrol says they're fantastic. The military that was sent have been very helpful, according to the Border Patrol. But they need more barriers.
The National Retail Federation reports American adults will spend just over $81 as they watch the Super Bowl next month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The annual survey taken by the National Retail Federation reports they'll buy food, team jerseys, decorations, or for some, a new TV. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation tells us about the different segments of Americans.
Well, the biggest spenders are those between the ages of 35 and 44. They're going to spend more than $123 on average, while the lowest spenders are those 65 and older, spend just about $40 on average for the Super Bowl.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.